Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So what do you do once a client has worked with you and now they have completed, they've paid you? How do you keep on top of them? How do you allow that client to become a long-term client and pay you over and over again? That's what we're going to be talking about in today's episode of the Mortgage Marketing Mastery Show. This is come from Tom Bradley. And when I asked for some questions for the show, Tom Bradley Mortgages says, nurturing post-completion. No one talks about this. So don't worry, Tom, I've got you covered. We're going to talk about it right now. So there is a couple of things when it comes to nurturing post-completion that you need to think about. So one of the first things we need to be thinking about is remembering that it's what to do at the point of completion. Now, at the point of completion, oftentimes mortgage brokers will send things like hampers. I've seen that a lot. I've also seen people send branded like biscuits or branded cookies, or they might send a branded key ring or something about with themselves. This is not a good idea. I understand the concept, but it's not a good idea. Now, let me tell you why. When you send branded perishable goods, or just perishable goods in general, people will remember it for a second, but after that, they're not really thinking about it. Plus, how many people are buying some people them wine and chocolates for congratulations when they move into the house? Loads of people. And your job is to try and be somebody that's different, that stands out. And that's not going to happen if you are just sending them things that everyone else is sending them. So you don't want to do that, okay? What you want to do is send what I call it's a moon pig card. And so a moon pig card, what I would do when I was an advisor is I would send them a card that was a photo. It would be a breaking news card. It would be a news front of a newspaper, and it would say breaking news, Mr. and Mrs. Smith moved into the house on X date, and it would be, we moved into this house, it'd be the address of the property, and it'd be the date they completed. And then on the front of the newspaper cover on the image would be the photo of the property from Rightmove. I would have saved that, by the way, once I knew that the property had been accepted and offered and we'd go through. I would bring up the image on SSTC on Rightmove, and I would save the front image. And from there, the front image, that's the front of the shot. What I would actually then do is I would then be sent to them, and it'd have, thank you, congratulations for moving in, thank you for working with me, all that stuff. But I would get that sent to their new address. So it'd be one of the first pieces of post that they would ever get, address to them at their new address. This is really memorable. Now, why is it memorable? Because what it does is allows it, it will be something that is really, no one else has done it. They'll put it on their mantelpiece normally. People will come and visit the house and they'll see it and go, wow, that's lovely. Thank you so much. Like that, I love that card. Who got you that? You then will say, they'll say it was my advisor, and the conversation sparks referrals. It's also a keepsake, which means that what happens is people will normally keep that type of card. And so they'll come back 2 years time, 5 years time, or when they open up that memory box, it's a memory box type of thing. So it's nothing to do with you. It's not branded. It's about them, but they'll remember you because you're the person that got them that nice thing. So that's the first thing of nurturing post-completion, is ending on a really high note. The second thing I would say is that you should have look at using or having some sort of automated follow-up CRM system, which is a post-completion CRM system. Now, one of the ones out there is BrokerIQ. There are many others out there as well. Quite a few of my clients use BrokerIQ, and I work closely with BrokerIQ for their client journeys and customer journeys. But there are others out there, but this type of system, I myself, for me, like for my kind of client one, I use Go High Level or a similar version of Go High Level. So there's different ones you can use. BrokerIQ is great though for like simplicity and ease of use. And I've got Joanne on my podcast. She's been on my podcast, the Mortgage Maverick Show, talking about BrokerIQ in more depth. But a system that you can follow up with people in a semi-automated way. Fully automated is the best way, but a lot of these systems don't allow fully automated, and I get why, and that hopefully that'll come in the future. But having a system that is a follow-up system that is not just they go into your CRM for your mortgages and then you find out 6 months before they're due for renewal, that's when you're going to contact them. You don't want that. You want a system that contacts them on their birthdays. You want a system that contacts them when they are, on their birthdays, and also like news and updates. So a follow-up system is important. The other thing is actually four things I would say to do. The third thing, I realised the fourth one as I was coming in. So the third one, which is one that I just realised then, is actually using social media and saying, if you use Facebook, it's a great one of this. You can use any platform, but Facebook is the best for this, I think. Facebook and Instagram if you want to. If you only follow clients, so let's say that you only followed clients on Instagram. Like you didn't follow people who, you were only following people who were clients, not prospects, just clients. Then what that does is it would allow you a platform which you can engage with their content. But you should engage with their content anyway. So you could, if you engage with people who have, like, people who've done mortgages with you in the past, and you've got them on Facebook, which is why you should add all your clients on Facebook as friends, then what can happen is when you do that, they will, you're engaging with their photo of them going on that, the finishing the marathon, or you're being there. And so every time you are appearing, that's just another brand touch point to which people can go, oh yeah, that's Ash, my mortgage broker. And that is the aim of the game. The aim of the game for all this stuff is just to be memorable. It's not about trying to be anything other than that people remember you, and that when they need you in 2 to 5 years time, depending on when the fixed rate deal finishes. Obviously there's other products out there, but most people are going to be taking some sort of fixed rate deal at this point, then you are going to be at the top of mind. So that's another way, social media. And the fourth way, so I told you there was a fourth. That was the one I hadn't thought of with the social media, because thinking that that's what I've always done before. The fourth one, this is one that, like, so many people don't do, is annual reviews. You should be doing annual reviews, in my opinion, with your clients every single year. And I am blown away by it. I learned this from a firm I worked. I worked in a financial planning firm, and we had to do annual reviews. And we'd have to call the client every single year and just say, hi, I'm touching in. How's everything going? And we wanted to know different things. Has your income changed? Has your family situation changed? Has your job situation changed? Has your credit situation changed? Has anything changed? And the goal for those were not to try to win business. It wasn't like, can I sell them insurance or any of that? What it was genuinely, I want to know, because in 5 years' time, so 2 years' time or 5 years' time, you're going to come back to me for a remortgage. And you said that 5 years' time, you're going to come back. So I'd rather get in touch with you every single time. We can update it. We can update the file. We can keep on top of it. And we can see any future problems that would arise and correct them before they become a big issue. That is the big thing about annual reviews. What's funny about that is, one, that is nurturing them post-completion. But two, you will pick up business. You will pick up insurance business. You would pick up maybe a further advance. You will pick up these different things, referrals. But people don't do them because we think outside of the box. We think, oh, they're out of sight, out of mind, off we go. Moonpig card, make it very memorable when they finally finished working with you. Have a system, some form of follow-up system, CRM, back-end system. Use social media to engage with them outside of their work life, outside of their mortgage stuff, just engaging with their normal life so that they remember who you are. And annual reviews, where you call them once a year, and that's where Facebook would be great, because you're able to say, I saw you did that on Facebook, and you can chat to them more. But the annual review is vital. Doing this will protect your business and will increase your bottom line for sure. But don't be a broker, and this is what brokers do, don't be that broker who's going to bitch and moan when the bank steals your customer because they went direct to them instead of coming to you for the PT when you haven't spoken to them for 5 years. Because they're not your customer, they're the bank's customer. I say this all the time, the bank has been taking their payments every single month for the last 5 years. They send them like a quarterly statement or an annual statement, depending on what it is. Like, I get quarterly statement on mine for my mortgage. All of that stuff. I get a quarterly statement on my mortgage. I have all these things, these banks. I log into my online banking. I do. My connection with my bank is significantly higher than the person who did my mortgage. It is. The person who did my mortgage, useless. Like, they're good people, but they haven't got in touch with me since. And it'll be due to renew in, it'll probably be February where they'll start getting in touch with me when it's ready. Don't worry, you can't all hit me up for mortgage things, but they'll be February and they'll probably contact me then. At which point, by the way, I already know what I'm using. I already know what I'm doing for mortgages because of the way that I work and stuff. But it's hilarious that people, that brokers would think that they are, I would be their client because they have my email address and did my mortgage once. No, you have to earn the right to call them your client. And you do that post completion between the mortgages. You don't do it at the mortgage point. So if you can get that, you'll win for sure. That's becoming my catchphrase. If you get that, you'll win. But you will. Anyway, have a wicked day, and I'll see you in the next episode, okay? Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.